At the French Open tennis tournament yesterday, Belgian Justine Enin Arden captured her first Grand Slam title. Enin Arden defeated fellow Belgian Kim Clijsters in two sets. Fresh faces are prominent at this year's French Open. If you tune into the men's finals at the French Open tennis tournament today, you might not recognize the names of the two men competing for the title. But at least one tennis fan, Jane Crosby Braden, will be on the edge of her chair, and she says less fanatical fans ought to be right there with her.
Martin Verkerk of the Netherlands and Juan Carlos Ferrero of Spain are not exactly household names in the average American TV room. Considering the tennis these two have played in Roland Garros over the past 2 weeks, they should be. With very little press leading up to the Grand Slam events, and when major newspapers bury match results on page D10 of the sports section, it's no wonder that so many Americans have lost interest in professional tennis. And that's a pity. You can't possibly pronounce tennis alive or dead by simply tuning into the finals of a major tournament. The NBA playoffs have been going on for what seems like months now, and fans watch every minute of every game and celebrate or drown their sorrows as one by one teams get eliminated. Some games are blowouts, and some are down to the last second roller coaster rides, but you continue to watch to see who prevails. If you only watch the championship game, you might find it fun, but you will have missed the excitement of knowing how the two teams left standing got there. So maybe you will. Maybe you won't know the faces vying for the French Open today. And maybe we'll have a five-set nail-biter. And maybe we'll have a straight-set snore. But I can tell you one thing. This French Open has been anything but dull. This is Dutchman Martin Verkerk's very first French Open. Do you think it was easy for him to make it all the way to the finals, beating four seeded players, including former French Open champion Carlos Moyo along the way? No. It was thrilling. When Gustavo Kuerten won the first of three French Open titles, you probably didn't know his name either. If you watch the early rounds of the Grand Slams, you get to see the budding champs fight their way through the crowd. By the time Gustavo Kuerten stepped onto the court for his first final in 1997, after having watched him knock out French Open title holder after French Open title holder, I was rooting for this lanky, wild mop, lovable, and yes, sexy young Brazilian as if I'd been rooting for him my whole life. Nobody knew him as Guga then, as the whole tennis world calls him now. John McEnroe and his fellow commentators couldn't even agree on how to pronounce his last name. There's nothing better than watching a rising star. The next Guga or the next Agassi could be one of those faces you don't recognize playing on the red clay in Paris right now. I remember the 1990 U.S. Open. Watching in wonderment as this 19-year-old kid for 2 weeks mastered his way through the draw of seasoned tennis champions. Watching this teenager, match after match, come out of nowhere to win the U.S. Open, that's what made me the tennis fan I am today. The kid's name was Pete Sampras. He was a nobody, the underdog. And then one day, he was Pete Sampras, the best tennis player that ever lived.
Essayist Jane Crosby Braden lives in Washington, D.C.